Graphic: Cartel Gunman Ambush, Kill 3 Mexican Soldiers. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 21, 2023. A group of cartel gunmen killed 3 Mexican Army soldiers during an ambush-style attack. The attack comes just days after gunmen from that same criminal organization pressured Mexico's government into releasing the son of one of their regional leaders. On Sunday morning, a group of Mexican Army soldiers patrolled the northern part of Jalisco near Teocaltiche. A group of gunmen ambushed them using an armored truck and other vehicles. During the attack, the gunmen set up various blockades across the region. According to information released by government spokesman Ricardo Berubin, the military forces called for backup, and they were able to take control of the situation. Berubin confirmed the use of vehicles with makeshift armor. It remains unclear if the gunmen are from Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, or their rivals with the Sinaloa cartel. Government officials refused to acknowledge any casualties. Unofficial accounts point to 3 murdered soldiers and at least 2 others injured in the attacks. Video: Un enfrentamiento entre militares y integrantes de la delincuencia organiza de ese registro en el crucero de Nochistlán, municipio de Teocaltiche, Jalisco, en los límites con Zacatecas. pic.twitter.com/ugrex/vtsjb. Proceso: At Proceso, November 20, 2023. The attack in Teocaltiche comes just days after CJNG gunmen had forced government officials into releasing Ruben L. Laminas Guerrero, the son of Heraclio Teolaco Guerrero, Breitbart, Texas reported. Authorities had arrested Ruben last week in connection with a kidnapping. However, moments after the arrest, Heraclio unleashed his gunmen, forcing the government to release his son. On the same day, Heraclio met with government officials over a raid at his ranch where cops found lion cubs and other exotic animals. Authorities did not arrest him even though he is wanted in the U.S. on federal drug conspiracy charges. Just hours after the attack, a series of banners went up in various parts of Teocaltiche signed by Los Chapitos, a name used by a faction of the Sinaloa cartel led by the sons of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. In those banners, gunmen from Los Chapitos take credit for the attack, claiming that it was due to military forces being on the take and not fulfilling their end of the bargain. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart, Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Jose Luis Lara from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.